Okay, I'd like to give the shir the zecher nishmas my father, Avi Murray's. This yahrzeit is tonight, tomorrow. His neshama go to high school in Gan Eden. His name was Simcha ben Yaakov. He was a great man. He mamish fulfilled Rambam Shita. Rambam writes in Hilchos Matnas Anim that there are 8 levels of tzedakah. The highest levels to give people jobs, because he is, when you give someone a job, you make a person, you give the person the ability to be self-sufficient. He doesn't have to feel like he has to be supported by someone. It's a great feeling. My father, Zecher Tzadik L'Kodesh Livracha, was zoche to do that in his life, to give a lot of people jobs. The other, I would like to give shir the refuah shleima for an 8-year-old girl in Florida, Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Sipira, who's having surgery right now. You know, when we think about in the parsha that the Aseres HaDibros is the major seminal point in the parsha, always struck me that the first part of the parsha deals with, you know, Yisro's eitz to Moshe that he shouldn't get burnt out, and Moshe listens, and in what sense is the parsha called Yisro, the parsha that says that Dibris, how is he zoicha? So it could be maybe that it's hard to, you can't rate them, but because we know the Aseres HaDibros, first part has been Arum HaMakom, the second part has been on Chaveiro, but in the sequence in the parsha, it seems like Yisro cares about Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't want him to get burnt out, so he says, you know, he loves him as his son-in-law, and he wants to make sure that he'll be okay. So, in a sense, maybe the Beiram HaChaveiro serves as the anchor of the Bein Arum HaMakom. The Torah is given, but you need that introduction beforehand. And so I wanted to speak in Lomdus here about the concept of Bein Arum HaChaveiro. And, you know, it's not just a good thing to do chesed. And if you have different choices of what to do with chesed, you know, you can arbitrarily decide. The halacha also has a opinion about what comes first and what comes second, and how you're supposed to go about doing that. So let's begin. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avot, Perek Yudal, Halacha Zayin. You know, the Rambam writes in the Akdama, the Yad HaChazaka, that the Rambam was a tzaddik, it wasn't a balgaiva. He says, all you need after I finish my sefer is a Tanakh and my sefer, because I codified all the dinim and shas. But every so often he will say, Yeroi Ali, that I have a chiddush. And the rabbi will ask, what kind of chiddush? It's a mishnah, it's a gemara. So here the Rambam writes the following, Pirik Yidal al-Lachazad, Yeroi Ali, Shenechomas Aveilim Kodemis Lebikr Choylim, Shenichom Aveilim Gemilus Chesed Imachayim Vimamesim. Rambam writes, if you have to make a decision to pay a shiva call or visit the sick, the Rambam writes that you should pay the shiva call because it's a double chesed. You do chesed with the mace, showing cover to the deceased, the shoma, and also showing cover to the relatives that are sitting shiva. Whereas Bikur Chaylim, it's only a chesed with the person that's a chaylim. So higher mathematics, 2 versus 1, and therefore, Nicham Avelim wins. This is the Rambam's chiddush, he writes Yeroi Ali. Radbaz comments on the spot, he says, if you'd have asked me, I would have said that Bikur Cholim comes first, because the Gemara has in Nedarim, on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, a lashon that anyone who does not mevaker chayla is kilu shofech domim. And the Gemara has a lashon kol mevaker sachayla gorim lo shiyichya. So there's an element of, if you don't do Bikur Cholim, it's like murder. And when you do it, you're like, you revive the person. So the Rabbah says, if you'd asked me, I would have said Bikur Cholim comes first. Comes the Rambam, that's why he's saying it's a Chiddush. Rambam holds the Chiddush, and he says, even though Nichum Avilim doesn't have this element, if you don't pay a Shiva call, we don't find you're not called a murderer. And we don't find that when you pay the Shiva call, you give an oomph or you revive the Avilim. Nonetheless, he says Nichum Avilim wins because he has two full chesed. Okay? That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. This is actually also said by the Kolbo, another Rishon, and it is quoted in the Yordaya by the Ramah, the Feirish, in, I believe, Shin Lamed Zion, in the Simon of Bikur Chayim. The Ramah quotes this from the Kolbo, but it's a Rambam. So, this Rambam is a Chiddush Nifl. He himself thought it was a Chiddush, he said he royally. So, it could be that this Rambam is against the Gemara. Which Gemara? There are some Samech points out a Gemara in Sukkah, the Daf Memal from the Beis, where the Gemara writes that the Tzaddikim Yishalayim had a certain schedule on Sukkahs, and they would walk around with the Luluf, and they would be Mevaker Chayla and Menachem Avil on Sukkahs, on Yontif. And, you know, when they would put the lulav down, though, when they had to take an aliyah, because they had the whole day at Chaim. But after davening, when they would go to Mevaker Chayla and Menachem Avil, they'd have the lulav in their hand. And the Gemara says the Chiddush is because they wanted to show that how Chaviva the mitzvah was to them. So Frektor Sameach, if you look in that Tosefta Malvaleh, it says Bikur Cholim first, and then Nichum Avelim. That's the Kasha Dor Sameach on the Rama. It's a bomb Kasha. So, if you look up the Rosh on that Gemara in Sukkah, the Rosh has the Girsa flipped, Nichum Avelim and Bikur Cholim. The Rosh has the Girsa flipped. And the truth is, if you look, I don't know if you ever saw, I don't think they have it in this Beis Medrash. In the old Beis Medrash, there's this tall sefer called Dikduke Sofer. It's a collection of all the different Girsas of Shas. And in the Minkin edition, the Munich, Xavyad Minkin, which is Munich, the Munich edition of Shas, it actually bears out what the Rosh is, says. And the Tur also, when he quotes this in Hilchos Sukkah, also has Nichum Avelim for Bikur Cholim. So, if you say it like that, then the whole Kasha and the Ram doesn't start. Maybe the Ram had a different Girsa. Problem is, the Ram did not have a different Girsa. Because if you look in the Ram Hilchos Lulav in Perek Zion Halach Chavdalit, the Ram records the schedule of Tzadikim Yishalayim with the Lulav, and you know what he says? They did Bikur Cholim and then Nichum Avelim, like the Girsa that we have. So not only now is the Ram against the Gemara, the Ram says for himself. So it's like a double Kasha. You follow me? So, Lamar, you said, we got to try to answer this kasha. So, I was thinking to answer this kasha, but Orsamech didn't say this answer. He obviously thought it was wrong, and Orsamech was a little ador. But I was thinking, if you look in that Ramon, Yordaya, the Shach quotes in the name of the Bach. When do we say the Nichum Avelim Bitzapik Achoylu? That's only when Lamaisa, you don't have enough time to do both. Okay? Meaning, I don't know, you're in business the whole week and you only have time to either pay the Shiva call or Bikur Cholim. What do? Pay the Shiva call. But if you have time to do both, the Shach says them in the Bach, you should do Bikur Cholim first because the Cholim might need you. Not Pikuch Nefesh, obviously, Pikuch Nefesh, you go there first, but it means, what does Bikur Cholim contain? Three elements. Maybe, you know, you need the daven for him, but maybe he needs food and drink, maybe he needs svarim, right? And then there's also, if you're born in the same house, you take away a sixth of his illness when you go visit him. You know, then it's a sixth, Tosfos asks, if you go 60 times, you should be healed. So he means a sixtieth of a sixtieth, and who do you know from computer science? It keeps going on and on and on, right? So, okay. Anyone else is a computer science major? Are you also? Anyone else? Okay. So, you see that I was thinking that's the way we pass in Halacha L'maaseh, okay? So if you have enough time to do only one, you pay the Shiva Kol. If you have enough time to do both, do Bikur Cholim. So I was thinking maybe that would be the answer to the Steer in the Rama. The Rama Nechuz Avel is talking about when you only have enough time to do one of them, right? And the Rama Nechuz Lulu is talking about where you have time to do both, so Bikur Cholim came first. Right? Sounds like a good answer. I thought that would be a good answer, but the worst of it, I think obviously thought it was wrong because he didn't give that answer. I think the reason why he didn't give that answer because the Ram just says kodim. What does kodim mean? Both scenarios. Kodim means both in the situation where you only have enough time to do one of them, right? And number two, also in the situation where you have time to do both. The Shiva call should win. So I think that's the Rosh Hashanah did not like our answer. Okay? Even though that chiluk we do hold like Ladina. So how are we going to answer this kasha if you don't give that teretz? So there was a chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. There's a great guy named Zhulti, the Bezalel Zhulti, wrote a sefer called Mishnas Yaivitz. He's a goyin olam. His Torah is like candy. It's like candy. It's unbelievable. And they say he also used to speak like this, such clear as glass. So he has a beautiful mahalach to try to answer this kasha. So he wants to suggest that there is a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Adaf Kuf Nun Beis Manav that states that if someone dies, Rachmana Litzlan, without any relatives, there's no Shiva Krov, there's no father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, or spouse. We had this with Rebbe Winevsky. Zatzal is a great Gaon Talmud of the Rov, Zatzal. Also Rav Ashen, Zatzal, I don't think had any relatives a few months ago when he passed away. Also Talmud of the Rov. What do you do in that case? Gemara says 10 guys from the community go and they sit at his house and the rest of the community is Menachem Ben. That's what the Gemara writes in the Sechah Shabbos B'daf Kuftun Beis Menalev. Okay, so the Meiri on that Gemara says, what is the nature of that Nicham Avel? They're not related to the guy. They weren't related to the Nifter. So he says it's Kvodo Shel Meis. Is to give cover to the mace. That's the address. Ideally, God forbid, if someone dies, the shiva should be observed where the person lived, if it's ideal, if you can do it ideally. But it's kvodo shel mace. That's the nature of that. So, the mace, it comes out that according to Miri's comments, it's a tremendous chiddush that it could very well be that in such a situation where you only have a nichol avel that is covered a mace, it could very well be that I could give you a scenario where the Rambam's calculus will not apply. The Rambam writes that paying the shiva call beats out pikachon because they had a twofold chesed. In this situation, though, where the fellow had no relatives, what is the nature of the Nicham Avelim there? It's only Kavod HaMeis. So if you have Kavod Chaim versus Kavod HaMeis, we know Kavod Chaim always beats out. Bikacholim would win. You follow what I'm saying? So that's a tremendous chiddush. I'll give you another example that the Mishnah says in Brachas on Tetzayinim Beis that when Tevi, the Evi Kanani from Gamliel, died, from Gamliel was Mekabel Tanchum. The Mishnah says, Frek the Rashbo on the Mishnah, what do you mean? He wasn't related to him. Neve Kanani has no halachic relatives. Right now, the Kanani has bought off the slave market as a goy. He's given needle to Tefillah. And he's not related to anybody. So you know what the Yushalmi says? He was Chav of Kibnoi. He was such a good Neve Kanani, he was like his son. But Rav Zhulti says, what do you mean? You could have a Nicham Avelin that doesn't entail Kavod Achayim. You could have Nicham Avelin that's Kavod HaMeis, namely the example we just gave before, right? So that's two examples right off the bat that would be a tremendous chiddush that you could have a Nicham Avelin that does not entail both elements. The example of the Gemara, if someone dies, he has no relatives. And number two, the case of Tevi Avdo, Evi Kanani. Now, the Rambam quotes this din. The Rambam quotes this halacha that 10 people in Pirkei Gimel of Yadalad, he says, Mishen lo avelim lisnachem boi masara b'nei adam k'sherim v'yoshim mimkoyme kol shivas yimei avelis v'shara miskapsim aleim. So the Ravid says, Amravram, ze ein lo shorish. What do you mean, ze ein lo shorish? What do you mean? The Ram's quoting from the Gemara. What do you mean has no shorish? What's the Ravid's taina on the Rambam? The Ram got this right out of the Gemara. So there's a few different shot in what the Ravid's taina was. The first Lechem Mishnah says, the Rambam says that the 10 people have to act like Avelim Mamish. The Gemara never said that they have to act like Avelim. It said they have to sit there. Never said they have to be Avelim. That was the Rambam, so Sofa. On that, the Ravid says there's no Shorish. That's the way Lechem Mishnah learns. The Migdalos learns that the Ravid was asking on the Rambam's edition that if you don't have 10 Kavuim, you get 10 Mishar Ha'am. The Ravid had a time, where did the Rambam get that from? So the Migdalos answers, the Rambam got it from the story of Rav Yehuda, where the Gemara says that he gathered 10 people to sit in the place of Makom Sheniftar. Tamasha, they were not Asura Kavuim, and that they had gathered them from the rest of the nation. That's the Migdalos' pshat. They're at Baz. The Rabbaz says the Ravid was cholik on the Rambam that he said that they should be there kol hayom, like Avelim. He says, the Ravid says they have to not work for a whole week? That's a pella. It's enough that they sit there in the morning, you know, by minyan, by shachar, and minchin, ma'ariv, by erev, kederech, shederech, olam, levol, anachem, es Avelim. A lot of times they came into minyanim. That was the Ravid's title. Where did the Ram get it from? They sit there all day. In fact, the Rabbaz adds on, he talking, the Rambam would agree they don't have to be there all day. So Rabbi says that was the minik. They didn't sit there all day. They sat there by the minyanim. Nonetheless, we've drummed up a scenario where you can have nichal leilim that is kavod ames, no kavod chayv. So hashtid osis lahochi. Now that we've arrived at this lakudah, maybe we can begin to try to answer up the Rambam. How? You know, the Mishnah writes in Moikot and Dafav Zayin and Aluf, Menachemim Avelim B'Moed, that we do Nichem Avelim on Moed. But I thought there's no Avelis for Regal. I thought there's no Avelis for Moed. What does the Mishnah mean, Menachem Avelim B'Moed? Stoch HaPelah. Rachmon Olazan, what happens if someone's Kovaris Meso B'Regal? On a cholamoid, they do the levaya cholamoid. The shiva doesn't start till after what? Till after yontif. The first day of shiva counts yontif shenish chutz l'aretz, and then the second day. But they actually will start sitting, you know, on Yisrochak, even though that's day number two. So what kind of what does it mean menachem aveilim b'moyed? So the Gemara has a comment in Ksuvis on Dalal Malf. It says dvarim shebitzin are noeg on Shabbos. How do you count Shabbos as a day of Shiva? So Ramban says two svaras. Number one, you never could have seven consecutive days, right? Unless you count Shabbos in a regular Shiva. Number two, the Ramban says there is Avelis on Shabbos covertly, privately. Tvarim shebitzin are noeg. So the question I'll ask you is, on Yontif, are Tvarim shebitzin noeg? Tvarim shebitzin means Tashu Shamita, Rechitza, right? Talmud Torah. Are those noeg on Yontif? So the Rosh and the Tur say, of course they are. That's the way we paskin. Shin Sadi Tes. So the Kesef Mishnah has a diuk in the Ram. Ram writes, Ein Kol Dover Noeg Bavelis Klal. What does Ein Kol Dover Noeg Bavelis Klal on Yontif mean? Nothing. There is no Avelis at all on Yontif, even privately, says the Kesef Mishnah in the Ramah. You're the Chiddush. Amazing, no? There's no Avelis, none whatsoever, according to Shita Saram. Even privately. So, we don't have Paschal like that. Even Sfardim don't Paschal like that. It's usually a whole like the Rambam, but that's the case of Mishas Diuk in the Mechab. Yeah? So listen to this, amazing. Hash Nidosus Lahokim, says Rajulti. You can answer up the Kashi. That the Ram and the Rosh of the Shittosim. Unbelievable. How? The Rambam in Hilchos Avelim is talking about every day of the year. Nichem Avelim Bitzal Pikachoyim. But in Hilchos Lulu, he's talking about a Yontif. According to the Rambam, what do we say on Yontif? Is a person an Ovel at all? No. Not even privately. So what's the Pshat in the Mishnah Novus? Not novice, the mission Moikot. Menachem Avelim B'Moy, what's the pshat? What are you accomplishing by that Nichol Avelim? Kavod Ames alone, because they're not Avelim. on a public level and on a private level. So what is the nature of your Nicham Avelim? Only Kavod HaMeis. Rambam says, you have Bikur Cholim on Yontif that you're doing, and you have Nicham Avelim that you're doing on Yontif. Which one wins? This comes up a third example now. Nicham Avelim here is only Kavod Chaim, because there is no what? Nicham Avelim here is only Kavod HaMeis. It's not Kavod Chaim, because the person that's alive is not an oval, both publicly and privately. Nothing. You follow me? So what's the Nicham Avelim all about? Kavod HaMeis. Kavod HaMeis versus Bikur Cholim, which is Kavod Chaim. Which one wins? Bikur Cholim. That's the Ram Hilchos Lulav. Is that a schmack? Whereas the Ram Hilchos Avel, talk about the rest of the year. The rest of the year, Nicham Avelim has two elements. Kavod HaChaim, Kavod HaMeis, beats out Bikur Cholim. It's only Kavod HaChaim. Is that a schmack at Teretz? Amazing, no? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, Rabbi, I'm just curious what you were saying about being an Avel on Yom Tov. So we do hold that you can't covertly be an Avel on Yom Tov?
We hold you have to be.
Okay.
Yes, we hold you have to be. You may not start at the Shiva, but you are Noik. You can't have Tash for me, you can't have a shower, you can't bathe. Talmud Torah too. Rosh Hashanah.
And Rabbi, what you were saying before with the Gemara and Shabbos, that if somebody has no Kerovim, that 10 people sit. So is there any way you can re-explain what would happen? Like if you don't have a Karov?
The 10 people from the community sit at his house, and then the rest of the community are Menachem them.
For 7 days?
Yes,
really?
7 days, yes. And they sit there at the Minyanim. That's correct.
Wow.
So that's how the Rambam fits in, Shitasa. How does a Rush fit in? What did Rush say? Flip the gears, you know? What did Rush say? You do Nicham Avelim before Bikur Cholim. You tell me why. According to the Rush, what do you accomplish with Nicham Avelim on Yontif? Excellent. Your first name?
Avi.
And also Kavod Chaim, because according to the Rush, you are privately a what? An Avel. Even though you haven't started counting, but you are private. So what are you accomplishing to do Nicham Avelim, Kavod Chaim, and Kavod HaMeis?
Is that considered private, though?
What'd you say?
Is that considered private? Like, once the people are going into the house.
Yeah, he won't sit on the floor. He'll be sitting at a table with the Kabbal people. But the bottom line is, yes, he has to observe that. And we don't assume it's 7 minutes, but for us, it's good horror. But the mice is people come to Mechazik. But that's a double chesed. So that's why the Rush says, if it's a double chesed, what wins? Nicham Avelim. That's why he had the girsa that Nicham Avelim beats out Bikur Cholim. So Rush l'shitasim. Ram l'shitasim or Rush l'shitasim? You're in a vort.
Oh. I don't get the Rambam. Can you repeat the Rambam?
Sure. Because what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that when you're on Yontif, there's no Avelis at all on a what? On a private level. No Avelis at all on a private level. Public for sure not, and private not either. So what do you accomplish when you do Nicham Avelim?
Cover
the mace, because they're not Avelim at all, right? So you're just showing deference to the mace. So the Nicham Avelim doing nothing is Kavod HaMeis, which is what? Which is going to lose out to Kavod Chaim and the Bikur Cholim. So that's why there's no steer in the Rama. Okay? And that's why there's no, that's how the Rosh is the Shitasa as well. It comes out very beautifully. Yeah, go ahead.
Rabbi, what if the situation is that, obviously you don't know, but let's say this person's like a popular person. You know more people are going to be doing Menachem Avel. And for Bikur Cholim, you know, I don't know, the person who needs a visitor lives like further away. So what if you see one as like a greater need?
It's a very good question. Excellent question. Rama still says the Nicham Avelim beats out Bikur Cholim. You're saying not needed as much, you're saying. So I think it would depend upon, do you have time to do both or only have time to do one? I think that fits in with what we said. If you have time to do both, you would do Bikur Cholim first, because like you said, he might need you. But if you only have time to do one, it seems like Nicham Avelim. You're saying there's a calculus change depending on the need. I don't think so, because then once you start saying that, the whole rule goes up in smoke. You know what I mean? So I think it's a good, very excellent question, but I think you have to, you'd have to follow the rule. Okay. Let's take this a step further. There is a situation that comes up that Lamaisa is the case of Kovar Mesa Beregel. Rashi in Sanhedrin asks Akasha. Usually Rashi's a Mufarish. The Rashi here asks Akasha. The din is that if a person is executed by Beis Din, the halacha is that the family does not sit Shiva. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Because when they inter the man that was executed, he doesn't get kapara right away. So since he did not get kapara right away, atonement in Shemaim, the Gemara has a line, kevet anidcha nidcha. Once it's pushed off, it's always pushed off. You don't sit Shiva. Since you couldn't do it at the initial point, you can't do it at all. Yeah? So Rashi asks, I don't understand. Kovar Mesa Beregel, when do you sit Shiva? After. Why don't you say kevet anidcha nidcha? Near the kasha? Why don't you say, Kevin, you couldn't do it in the beginning. If you can't do something in the beginning, it's a cloud, we push it off, then don't do it at all. So if you couldn't, what? You don't sit Shiva because you couldn't get kapara in the beginning, the guy. So therefore, why do you say Kovar Mesa Beregel? You sit the Shiva afterwards. Since you couldn't initialize anything, you should push it off for good. So Rashi asked that kasha. You know what Rashi answers? The people are coming to Menachem and Anyantif. It was initialized. So I want to say it like this. I want to suggest that Rashi is of the opinion that firm Shibitzina are noeg, and therefore is initialized, because it's not only Nicham Avim, it's Kavod Ameis, but it's also Kavod Chaim. So it did get initialized. Even though the Shiva formally starts after Yontif, but since it did get started, therefore you don't say Kevin and Nicham, if you don't invoke that din. The Yad Ramah, though, gives a different terms. You know what the Yad Ramah says? The Yad Ramah says that it's a time impediment. What do I mean by a time impediment? It's a technicality that you can't sit Shiva now because it's Chalamoid. A time impediment, we don't invoke the din kevin and nidcha nidcha. It's technical. But when a rush is executed, that's not technical. Inherently, he didn't get kapar in the beginning. That's when you invoke kevin and nidcha nidcha. So I want to suggest, Rashi holds like Rashi in the tour, that an Avol, an Yontif, has Durin Shibitzin in Noeg. Yes, he does. Rashi holds like the Rush in the Tour. And the Yad Ramah gives us terrors of a technical time. The time is a technical impediment. So time impediment is technical. He holds like the Rambam. Rambam holds the Maisa that there's no Avelis even Bitsina. So what's Pshat HaKor Mesa Beregel? He's saying that the time impediment is not considered to be came into what Nidcha Nidcha. You're not going to invoke the Dinah came into Nidcha Nidcha. This is technical. Yes, you do.
So why didn't Rashi just say the Farish that Tarash of Tin Arnoi? I mean, it seems like the fact that people are Menachem, according to the way Rabbi's explaining, is only important because Tarash of Tin Arnoi. So shouldn't Rashi just say?
Yeah, Rav Zhulti says exactly like you. I'm saying different than Rav Zhulti. I'm saying that I'm interpreting, Rav Zhulti asks exactly what you said. Why didn't Rashi say it? So I'm saying Rashi is saying it silently. Why are they being Menachem? They're being Menachem in Dafka because Dvarim Shibitzin Noeg. Rashi didn't need to say it. Rashi is saying the result of the fact that they have to do Dvarim Shibitzin Noeg, they're being Menachem. That's what Rashi is saying. He asks like you, but I didn't think it was, I thought you could say Fakir. He wanted to say like you that Rashi holds like the Rambam, which you got to look in that Sugin Ksubis when it says Dvarim Shibitzin Noeg, because I think the Gon might have the Girsa Moed. So you have to check how Rashi learns that Gemara in Ksubis. But I thought it fit better that Rashi was saying they're coming to Menachem, and because the guys Dvarim Shibitzin are Noeg, otherwise you got to say they're coming to Menachem just to be Mechazikim, you know what I mean? It's just Kavod Ameis. They're coming. You're saying they're coming out only Kavod Ameis. I'm saying they're coming Dafka Menachem him because why? Because he is observing Dvarim Shibitzin are Noeg, and that's what makes him. But Rav Zhulti says exactly like you. I thought the opposite. I thought we could say, like, you know, who am I compared to Rav Zhulti, but Lamaisa. So you're Mechavin, very good. Okay. So that is an interesting machlokes that comes up. Now, another machlokes that comes up from here is a machlokes between, you see, did you guys know that on Moed Katan, which is the Daf Yomi now, the Perush there is not Rashi. It's a separate sefer. Rashi is a separate sefer called Perush Rashi Moed Katan. It's a compilation of Rishonim, what's on the Daf there. Okay, it's not really Rashi, Moed Katan. So, I think they have a whole thing. If you look in the art school, they explain it there. But I know from Dr. Grach, Dr. Soloveitchik, he told us, you could get in the library, there's a separate Perush Rashi, separate sefer on Moed Katan. I don't know, maybe they include it even in the art school there. I don't know on Moed Katan, I'm not sure. But what's interesting is, when it says, Pochim Sarabni Dechavasan, in that Mishnah, Dachav Zayin, what does that mean? So the Perush there says, L'chulu Batechim. We tell them to go home. Tell the Avelim go home. I guess they make a shura and they go home. I don't remember. I think the Mishnah says they do make a shura. They make two lines and they say L'chulu Batechim. I think it says that. I think it says they make a shura. But L'maisa, why don't you just give me a Moed Katan there? I'm sorry to bother you. I think that's the Lashon of the Gemara. So, read the Lashon. Lashon HaMishnah. That's what the Perush says. The Perush says L'chulu Batechim. Perishes, they say, L'chulu Batechim. Thank you very much. You're almost as fast as Yosef Trapp. Yehuda. Yosef is a slight faster. I appreciate it anyway. So it comes out that Mishnah and Chav Zayin and Beis, Mishnah says, Beferish. Oh, yeah. Chav Zayin and Aleph, I apologize. It says, Ain molichin lebis ovel lo betavel lo bis kot lo lo bekinen el besalim. Ain omrim birkas avelim b'moy avel omdim b'shura. It does say you have a shura. Umenachem im poachim misarabim. What do you mean menachem poachim misarabim? Zok the perish poachim misarabim. That's good law. He says mastis a school. Tamkui poachim misarabim. Shomrim lemenachem lechul batech. Go home. You look in the Yosef in the back. Quotes the Ravid. You know what he says? He says you don't have to do it again after Yontif. You don't have to do Menachem Avelim again. What kind of chiddush is that? Of course, why should you have to do it again? I'll tell you why you have a Havamina. Because here you're only accomplishing Kavod HaMeis. That's what the Ravid's holding. Ravid's holding like the Rambam. This Ravid, Perush Ravid, is holding like the Rambam, that there's no private Avelim. So all you do is Kavod HaMeis. So I would think maybe you have to go again after the other Kavod Chaim. Come on, you still don't. Even though you had no element of Kavod Chaim. Because they weren't sitting at all. So that, maybe the Perush holds the Chul Batechem, holds like the Rosh and the Tur, that of course what? Of course there's private mourning, and the concept of Pochim Misarabim Nechavasan means that Halacha L'maisa, he has to come up with a whole new pshat, because he obviously holds that you're definitely fulfilling it. It says, Benachem Avelim B'moyed, you're definitely fulfilling it. You're definitely fulfilling it. Halachah l'maisa, Menachem, it says Menachem. You're definitely fulfilling it because there's public and there's private. So that's why he's got to say Poches Rabbi Chavasan means L'chulu Batechem. But if you hold that it's only covered on mace, you can entertain such a havamim. So we want to say these four machlokes from Haba Atalia. Okay, the Ram and the Ravid, the Rambam and against the Rosh and the Tur. Number two, the Machlokes Rashi and the Yad Ramah. Number three, this Machlokes. And we had two examples with the Miri, you know, the Shabbos and the Rashba, Tevi, that you can end up with the only Kavod HaMeis. Now this brings us to a Gemara and Shabbos of Daf Yud Beis. Do you know you can do Bikur Cholim and Nichlamil on Shabbos too? It's Machlokes Rishon Beis Hillel. We paskin like Beis Hillel on Daf Yud Beis Min Aleph. The lashon of the Gemara is Ein Menachem Avelim Vein Mevakrim Cholim B'Shabbos Dibur Beis Hillel Beis Hillel Matirim. Oh no, it says Nichlam Avelim here before Bikur Cholim. Shabbos, everyone holds what? Torah Mishabbat Sinar Noeg. So Nichlam Avelim certainly comes before Bikur Cholim. So why, when it's listed, does it say, oh, Beis Hillel says you can do what? You do Nicham Avel and Bikur Cholim. Right? Fits beautifully, yes? problem is, you look in the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos. Rambam Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Chavdal Halacha Hey. Rambam says Mavakin Chol Umenachem Imavelim. He flips the order. Now Rav Zhulti claims the Rambam's not talking about order over there. He's not talking about order. He's just talking about what you can do on Shabbos. If you can do Lamais and Nicham Avelim Bikur Chaylim, Nicham Avelim will come first because it has a double fold chesed. Mashenkin in Hichos Lulav, Lamaisa, Golden of Nichamim is covered a mace, and therefore, Bikur Cholim comes first. But the Rav's not talking about any Kedima there. Okay. That's what Shulti wants to tell it. But the Or Sameach didn't say like that. Or Sameach wanted to say the following. According to the Rambam, Lamaisa, Bikur Cholim should definitely come after the Nicham Avelim. Why does the Rav say, Mavakrim Cholim and Achim Avelim? So he wants to say the following. What's the machlis Beishamai Basil? Beishamai holds you're not allowed to Menachem Avelim Mevakar Chol on Shabbos because you're Mitzar. You get so sad about the Tzar of the Oval and the Chayla that it's going to steer your own Shabbos, so you can't do it according to Beishamai. Basil says you're allowed to because the Chola needs you, the Oval needs you. And that's Docha, your own Surus, that it's also Mitzar on Shabbos. That's more important. So the Rambam and Hilchos Avol Pirik Yadalah Aleph says all the mitzvahs of Chesed are under the category of Haftal Recha Kamocha. The Chiv is the Rabban, but the Kim is Minatayr. Rabbi Yoina in Brachas says Tanchumi Avelim is Diraisa against the Rambam. The Rambam says the mitzvah of the Rabban, the Kim Diraisa. So it comes out that this is such an important mitzvah, whether it's the Rabban with the Kim Diraisa or it's Mamish Diraisa, that's Docha, your own Tsar. So the Rambam is saying a Chiddush. On Shabbos, you're Mavakar Cholim and Achim Aveilim because Lamaisa, you know why Bikur Cholim comes first? Because the Nichum over there is only considered to be covered a mace. You know what case is? Shabbos Cholamoid. Maybe you have to assume it's Shabbos Cholamoid. Rama says on Shabbos. Well, if it's on Shabbos, every Shabbos of the year. And he's really focusing on Shabbos Cholamoid. So on Shabbos Cholamoid, all there is what? According to the Rama, covered a mace. So if all there is covered mace, that's why Bikur Cholim comes before what? Nicham Avelim. Because Ram's talking about that particular case. Even though there's no kim of after Kamocha, it's still doicha the Isra of Tzar on Shabbos, because it says, the stomach tani, Menachem Avelim b'Shabbos. You do it no matter what. So it comes out, if you do it no matter what, the Kavod Chaim, Lamaisa, beats out Lamaisa, and that's the Chiddush, the Bikur Cholim comes first. The Kavod Chaim beats out the Kavod Mace. So that's a shot in the Rambam. Yes, go ahead. What do you say?
Why are we assuming it's talking about Shabbos Cholim?
I couldn't hear you.
Why are we assuming it's talking about Shabbos Cholim?
Because when the Rambam writes this halacha, he has to include every Shabbos of the year. So because there is one Shabbos of the year that is Shabbos Cholamoid, so therefore, that's why the Rambam presented that Bikur Cholim would be before Nicham Avelim.
And all other Shabbos is the opposite. So the Rambam should present.
Yeah, you know, you're saying all the Shabbosim, it should be different, you mean.
And why does the Rambam care more about the order on Shabbos Cholamoid and the order that generally we have?
And more than that, you're asking, is that the Halachos talk it different. So you would have wanted the Rambam to... I mean, the way I would say it is kind of like a low plug. It was kind of like a low plug. Usually low plug is by Yisurim and Zeres, but here was a low plug. Maybe the people he didn't want people to get confused. You know, then on Shabbos, you know, all the other Shabbos you do this way, and Shabbos Cholamoid you do the opposite. So because of that, he shifted all the other cases. That's also strange, no?
Wouldn't you shift Shabbos Cholamoid?
Yeah, because that's the minority case, right? But the problem with doing that is that that's really shrier, because Shabbos Cholamoid, all it is covered mice, covered chaim. So that would be mamish wrong. But you're saying it's also wrong in this way, right? Maybe that's what you have to say. It's kind of like a little plu. But Lamais, it's maybe you have to say like Rav Shulti, he's not getting into Kedim at all. But Lamais, this is a tremendous chiddush that comes out. So let's close with the following. If you want, you have to go at four. So let's close with the following. You know, the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah midrabanan, but a kim diraisa. Who argues that? The Bahag holds that it's a mitzvah diraisa. The Bahag holds that very strongly. The Ramban says, according to the Bahag, it's all one mitzvah of gimelus chesed. But the Rambam, according to the Bahag, Ram's pshat in the Bahag is that each mitzvah is different. What do you mean each mitzvah? You know, halbi sharumim, likvor mason, lenachem avin, levakar choylim. Each one of them is a distinct mitzvah. The Rambam's pshat and the Bahag. The Rambam's pshat, it's all one mitzvah chesed. But lemaisa, you can ask three kashas. Okay, that's a refrain that has a sefer on Chol HaMoed and Moed Karton called Olei Sachar. A lot of guys don't know that. It's a beautiful sefer. So he has three kashas. Number one, why does the Rambam in Mitzvah Ches discusses the concept of Mahu Rachum Afatarachum Metachio Dei? You're supposed to imitate Hashem's ways. So why is the Rambam say all these mitzvahs that are upon him fall under the category of Aftal Rech Kamocha? Why doesn't it say it falls under the category of Lachta Medrachum? That's the first kasha. Second kasha is that the Rambam says are subsumed under Haftar Ech Kamocha. Why does it say the Rabbanon? It should be the Yeraisa. And the third kasha is Rambam says you have to do to your friend who's Achicha B'Torah Mitzvahs. One of the things you have to do to your friend is bury him. But a mace is Chavshim and a Mitzvah. So in what sense is that considered to be acceptable? How's a child say Kruis mace is under Haftar Ech Kamocha when a mace is Chavshim and a Mitzvahs? So the answer to the first kasha is the great Gon, there's a great Rishiv in Panovich named Rav Asher L'Shlomo, Rav Shmuel Berman. Asher L'Shlomo is a great Gon. He was the disciple's son-in-law. It's a great Gon. The Chelek Aleph Simon Zion, he says, shot in the Rambam, the Rambam he describes V'Achta B'Drochov, it's not any specific discrete action. It's a feeling that you have to have to imitate Hashem's ways. You have to be a good person. There's no action you can do. The actions are vehicles to get to that feeling. You follow me? If you go to visit the hospital, the guy left the hospital already, if you had a feeling that you really wanted to make him feel good, maybe you fulfill the mitzvah. Amazing. So that answers why it does not under Valach the Rechach, because Valach the Rechach is not discrete actions. Comes out, if you look in the Rambam, in Mitzvah Chavov, the Rambam says the same thing. You should have a mitzvah Argosha of Ben Adam Chavero, and it doesn't lend itself to these actions, discrete actions. So therefore, you can't say that Nichum Avelim is under the mitzvah of Avta Rech Kamocha, because again, Avta Rech Kamocha also not lend itself to discrete action. Mainly, you have to clear the shali. When did the Rabbanon, require a discrete action, or did the Rabbanon require the feeling that you can only get to through the action? So if you say like that second Sa'ad, then it could very well be that even though he's achicha b'mitzvahs, he's dead, right? He's chavshim b'mitzvahs, but you got to that feeling. So if you got to that feeling, Lamaisa, then that's what the Rambam means. They have this general feeling. So even if the fellow's not achicha b'mitzvahs because he's dead, but the Rabbanu mitzvah you do pulus of chesed to get to this hargasha. To get to this hargasha that you feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That answers all the three kashas. It answers number one why it's not under Valach Bedrachov, because Valach Bedrachov in general is not discrete actions. Number two, why is it not Akim Diresel? Akim Diresel after Echamochi says the Chafav is also having a hergish, not an action. And then you can clear the shot. Well, what did the Rabbanu require? Did it require a discrete action or a discrete action? You should get to that feeling. So you say that second side, then you can understand why it would apply to someone who's what? Who's Gestorben, who's Meis Chafshim Mitzvah, but just to get to that feeling, that Hargosha. You know, that's why the Ram has a klal. Let's close with this. There's no brachas on mitzvah ben al mechavero. Why not? It doesn't say why. Only ben al mamakom. You don't say a bracha on paying a shiva call or visiting the sick. What's going on? You know what the answer is? Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos that a bracha is supposed to ready you. Birkas Nenin takes away the Isra Me'ilah and Gezel. When you say a brach on food, stealing is also. You're trespassing. Hashem owns the whole world. He compares it to Birkas HaMitzvahs. Birkas HaMitzvahs allows you to do a mitzvah, matters you. So chutzpah to take a luluf without saying a brach. It's like you're doing batting practice. Bunting, you know what I mean? Doing all these things with a luluf, you know what I'm saying? The brach is mekadesh, the act. That's what the Nobu and the Rav said against. They didn't like the meaning of Hasidim saying, "Hinni Mufa Mazuman." What do you need to say that before the mitzvah? The bracha should ready you. But it's a chutzpah on a very, very conceptual level to approach Hashem doing mitzvah without a bracha. The bracha matters you to do a mitzvah. Just like that's why it compares Birkas and mitzvah to Birkas Nenim. Just like Birkas Nenim matters this from Yilu, so too because a mitzvah allows you to what? To do the mitzvah. That's when you need a license, like Ben Adam Makom Aluluf. But if you need a bracha to ready yourself to the Vakra Chola or pay a Shiva call, then you're done. You shouldn't be like that. What is that guy, Aluluf? He's an Esrik. The guy you're Vakra in the hospital, he's like an Esrik. You're saying a bracha. Come on. It's supposed to come naturally, Mitzvah Ben Adam Makom. You should not need a bracha to ready you. It's antithetical. It's antithetical to have a bracha to be ready you. It should come naturally. We have that sometimes by Ben Amalmakam, like the Rav Haigon by Shira and Hallel. It's Begetter Shira during the Seder. You don't say a bracha because it should come naturally. It's a spontaneous outcry to Hashem. So this is the chiddush we want to bring out. That's why it's inappropriate to have a bracha on Ben Amalmakamero, a mitzvah Ben Amalmakamero, because chiddush is that it should come naturally. You don't need to have a bracha. Ram doesn't say what the svar is, but that's maybe what the svar is. That's what the Rav Zatzal wants to say. We're saying from our friends Zatzal as well, that that's the chiddush we're saying. It's a quarter from the Rav Zatzal. That's the pshat in the Ram. Yes, he wrote this sefer. Ole Yisachia and Lomdus. Moi Kotten and Sech Tzmu. So that's the chiddush we want to bring out here. So you can't just sit back and say, you know, Rebbe, I want to engage in chesed, you know, and be... It's a great thing, don't get me wrong, to be involved in chesed. It's beautiful. You know, it's one of the things that an olam hazeh can't do in olam haba. Tshuva ma'isim tovim, right? Tshuva ma'isim tovim. But you can't just say when you need to decide which one to prioritize, I'll do what I want, I'm doing the mitzvah of chesed anyway. What's the difference? It's not true. You see from this whole shiur today, the whole mahalach, that there are what ways in which you have to prioritize and follow which one comes first. Al pi din, and that's what the Ram means when he says nicham avelim is kodim lebikur cholim. Now we said in only one scenario, shach b'shem the bach, where you have only enough time to do one of the two. But if you have time to do both, you got to do both. So that's the din poshim shad alach lamais. If you only have enough time to do one of the two, pay the shiva call instead of being vach cholim. If you can do both, first do the bikur cholim and then pay the shiva call. So this is the chiddush I wanted to bring out, and may the neshama of my father go to the highest points again. And may Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Tzipira have a full shleim of mehiris. I want to thank you guys for coming. And what is your first name again?
Ephraim.
Last name?
Klein.
Ephraim Klein, always organizing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Tzcharam, because usually no one else will. Right? You know what they say? Hello, Sigurd Sachet Tzibur, HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yishalim Tzcharam, because no one else will. All right, thank you guys for coming.
Is Nicham Avelim Kavod of Chaim, or is